Right now, let's bring in a guy who's happier than a pig rolling in a bunch of mud, and that is Mike Kozy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. No, I'm not. It's only April.
I know.
I'll wait
still,
for the Yankees' demise in September.
But still,
then I'll be happy.
A sweep. I figured you'd have brooms in front of your house.
I kind of expected it.
Anyway, so the Yankees were swept. What's next?
Houston's a good team. The Yankees are hurt.
Yeah.
Houston's a good team. They made a comeback last night, but then their bullpen folded up again and gave another run back to Houston in the bottom of the eighth to take them out of the one-run lead, and they beat the Yankees again last night. Excuse me. The Yankees, like I said yesterday, they're really exposing themselves as being fundamentally unsound. You got guys flipping around in the outfield, rolling on the ground, trying to catch balls, and making errors in the infield, and you can't play Major League Baseball that way. When runs, a bunch of runs you score cover up your sins, you're good, but when you have to make plays to contend, and that's what the Yankees need to do now because they're short players, they're having a hard time doing it. So their exposure for being fundamentally unsound as they have been is just exposed even more. And the Yankees just have to be lucky that little guy that wears number 27 for Houston doesn't play them that much because he owns them. He had four home runs against them this week.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He's a hell of a player.
What a little package of muscle.
Yeah, he's a player. And Houston looks alive and well this year. The Mets last night, Syndergaard looked alive and well, pitched seven innings, gave up a couple of runs late. Seven strikeouts, no walks, and then the bullpen struggled late again. The Mets wound up to hold on against the Twins yesterday, 9-6. So a good outing by Syndergaard, but he ran out of gas in the seventh into the eighth inning. In hockey, real nice game last night between the Islanders and Pittsburgh. The Islanders scored within the first minute. Had the goal disallowed because of an offsides that was reviewed and brought to the forefront, and it was a good call. But it was a really, really good game, going at each other all night, wound up going into overtime, and the Islanders come up out top 4-3. So that's going to be a good series. And a very big surprise last night in Tampa Bay, the Blue Jackets came back to beat Tampa Bay last night 4-3. So Tampa Bay went out to an early 3-0 lead in the first period and was goose-egged for the rest of the game. Columbus scored one in the second, three in the third to take a 4-3 lead, and they held on and win. So that was a big, big win for Columbus last night. Tampa Bay, like I said, 128 points during the regular season. Columbus only had 98 points. That's a 30-point difference, but it's a different season in the playoffs. Everything goes out the window, and Columbus has a 1-0 lead on Tampa.
All right. Hey, in football, the Giants signed Sterling, their tight end, who's actually going to be a good prospect, to a four-year package worth $28 million guaranteed, $40 million. So,
a lot for a guy I never heard of.
Oh, well, you never heard of him because you don't watch football.
That's true. But I've heard of Gronkowski.
Well, Gronkowski is a proven tight end. This guy's only in his second year.
And he got how much?
$10 million a year.
Whew.
That's peanuts in the NFL.
Unbelievable.
That's peanuts.
$10 million a year for an unproven second-year player.
Yeah, peanuts in the NFL. I mean, good. The worst league for paying is basketball. They're the most exorbitant salaries. Baseball's next, and then you've got considerably after that football.
I think football's next. They make a lot of money. You got to remember, baseball plays 162 games. Football plays a tenth of it.
Yeah, but
a tenth, a tenth, and a running clock, and each play lasts about 5 seconds.
Yeah. You have made your point in the court of understanding, Mike Kozy.
Thank you.
I fold, and I will put NFL there. This is the second.
I'm not saying baseball players aren't overpaid, but I just think if you pan it out, over a 16-game season, football players are right up there with basketball players.
Everybody in sports and entertainment is overpaid.
True.
It's just the way it is.
True.
And if they were paid by performance, where every year,
I agree, they should be
like movie stars. Yeah, they've got five great movies in a row, and you pay them really high for the sixth one. It could be a stinker, but they do get paid. And when you're a movie star, if you have a string of great movies, you get great money. The minute you have your first clunker, though, guess what? You don't get that money anymore in the movies.
I don't support those people either. The last movie I saw was Perfect Storm. You know when that was?
It's a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
All right. What else are we going to talk about in sports? Anything at all?
Not just that the baseball season's intact and it's going along, and you got to just see how it plays out. Basketball, I think their playoffs start sometime soon and end, I think, just before Labor Day. So that's coming up. And I'm just glad to see hockey again. I haven't watched much hockey this year, but I will definitely watch the playoffs. On a horse race in front, we got the last three-year-old prep Saturday at Oaklawn. The Arkansas Derby's being run. And good luck picking a Derby winner this year.
That's right. Now, it's funny. AM is just – I got a bowl here that's just got leftover cornflakes. And
give the cat some milk.
No, that's all I need for these guys. Now it completely slipped my mind what I was going to talk about. That's the terrible thing about being 66. I had something I was going to talk to you about. But
the Tiger Woods demise?
No, he hasn't started yet. It starts today.
Oh, it's coming.
You know what? It's gone. It's gone. It's terrible.
Sorry.
It'll come back. I'll ask you tomorrow about it.
Write it down.
All right. Yeah, sure. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning.